The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Taf Ein Zayin. The Gemara brings the story of David HaMelech. Shaul asked if David HaMelech is a roi lovi bakol, and Doeg said that he's not. Doeg's opinion was that he's not roi lovi bakol. So the Gemara says, "Say Shaul beis hamedrash." They went to Shaul beis hamedrash. Shaul amrulei, and they told him, "Amoini v'le amoinis, mayaviv v'le mayavis." Even though David descended from Rus hamayavir, and Rus had married Boaz. The halacha is that there was no Isser involved, that even though an Ammoni is not allowed to marry Yisraelis, but an Ammoni is allowed to get married to a Yisrael. This is the drosh of Ammoni v'Ammoni is Mayavi le'Miyavis. But the Gemara says, actually, Doeg had a bunch of questions, and Doeg was trying to get them to change their minds, and they weren't able to answer the questions, Ishtiku. And then the Gemara says, "Bay lachruzi alei." So they wanted a paskin that announced that David is tak apostle. He's not roy to get married, and definitely he's not roy to be a melech. So the Gemara says, "Miad amosav enish shmo Yisrael Israeli." He got up in the Beis Medrash, chagar charve ki shmo va'amar kol mishenim shemi alochuzu yidker v'cherev kach mekulani mebeisini shemur ramos. He has a kabbalah from Shmuel Hanavi. Amoini v'le'amoinis mayavi v'loy mayavis. That's the maskana that they decided that David was taka kosher. The question is, what exactly was mischadish? What exactly was amos mischadish that we didn't know beforehand? The Gemara, they had a mesayir. It was a halacha that amoini v'amoinis mayav l'miyavis. If Doeg had questions, so then they should have answered the questions. Then there should have been a discussion of how whether his questions are good questions or his questions are not good questions. Then it seems that what the Gemara says that he has a mesayir that the halacha is amoini v'amoinis mayav l'miyavis. What exactly was Amos Mechadish with this statement? And how exactly does this answer all the questions? So, in fact, we see when the Gemara says that Amos said, Kach mikublani, I have a Kabbalah. What does it mean, I have a Kabbalah? So we find that the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Perikid Beis, Alochi Ches, says that this din that we say amoini v'le amoinis mayavim l'miyavis, in fact, is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Not just the mesayra halacha that we have. Tako, he had a mesayra straight back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the halacha that amoini v'le amoinis mayavim l'miyavis. Based upon this, the Briskerov, in his Pirshin Chumash and on the end of Megillas Rus, explains exactly what the shakla v'tarya was between Doeg and Amos and what was going on over here. Biskarov explains based upon fundamental Yisoid. Yisoid is that the Rambam says that a Sanhedrin, the Bezmin, Shabachol Dar V'dar, L'chachmi Adar, have a right to come every Dar, and they have a right to Darshan the Psukim, and they have a right to Darshan Halachas based on the Psukim. In Klaizer is Mechuyiv to listen to them. The Pasuk says, Al Pi HaTorah SheYeruchal, Mechuyiv to listen to the way that the Beis Din Agadol paskens. However, the Rambam says that it's possible for a Beis Din of a different Dor is going to come later on and disagree with the first Beis Din. Now, even though the halacha is that a Beis Din can't be mevakel b'divrei Reish Chaveiro, Elam can go to Menu Chacham v'Minyan, however, the Rambam says, in his Mamre and Perek Beis, that only applies to it when Beis Din makes a takono. Beis Din makes a gzeiro, a siog, they make a certain rule that another Beis Din is not allowed to be mevatel the takana unless there's a good reason for whatever different halachas when extenuating circumstances when they could be mevatel. Al kaponim, what Rambam says when the Beis Din, they're not making a takana, they're coming to say this is the pshat how we darshan the Torah and we're going to learn our halacha based on our drosha. Then another Beis Din is allowed, they have the authority to come and disagree with the first Beis Din and say we have a different pshat in the pasuk, we make a different drosha, and therefore the halacha We'll come out differently. There'll be a different halacha. So therefore, explains the Briskerov, what happened over here was that Avada was true, that even in the times of Shaul HaMelech, there was a halacha that they knew Amoini v'le Amoinis, Mayavi v'le Mayavis. However, the assumption was that this is something that they darshan, the Bezdin, they darshan the Pasuk, the Pasuk says Amoini, the Pasuk says Mayavi, Melo, they darshan that this halacha only applies to a man and not to a woman. And that, Doig came along and Doig said, I have questions. I maybe could darshan the Pasuk differently. So Doig's argument was that since we're going to darshan the Pasuk differently, so we're going to have a Bezdin over here now, and we're going to disagree with the previous Bezdin. And even though it could be that up until now, based on Bezdin's previous psak, David was kosher, and there was no problem in Zichlus. However, now we're going to paskin that the halach is not like that. And Melo David will become possible, become possible Malchus. So what was the answer to this argument? So to that, the Gemara says that Amosa got up and said, Dekach Mekublani, which we said according to the Rambam's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rambam says, when do we say that a Bezdin can argue with something that another Bezdin said, or previous Bezdin said? That's when it comes to darshaning the Torah. When you're darshaning what it says in the Pasuk, so one Bezdin can make one drosha, another Bezdin can make a different drosha. However, something which is a Halacha Moshe Misinai, something that we have in the Seir that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's clearly Torah Sheval Peh, there's no mocking, there's no place to disagree with it. If that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the halacha. In fact, the Rambam, in Hatoma to Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam says, halacha, anything that the Gemara calls halacha Moshe Misinai, it's not possible for there to be a machloikis tanoim, a machloikis amiram about it. Something is halacha Moshe Misinai, it's clear. Now, we find all over Shas, the Gemara actually brings different times that there's machloikis tanoim, machloikis amiram about the halacha Moshe Misinai. And in fact, the Chavis Yor writes a tshuva, a very long tshuva where he has a list of all the places in Shas where it's mavur that there is a machloikis about halacha Moshe Misinai, and his goal is to disagree with this yisoid that the Rabbi mentions. However, each case should be investigated. The Brisker Rav in the Kuntres on Yuma actually discusses a few of them and tries to get out and explain why exactly there's no machloikis. Generally speaking, the prat of the halacha Moshe Misinai was one specific rule, and could be the details there was a machloikis about. Akoponim, the Rambam, according to the Rambam that says that it doesn't pass to have a machloikis, it's not possible that they could argue and they could disagree over saying this halacha Moshe Misinai. So came along Amosa, and Amosa said, this halacha you can't disagree with. True, if it wouldn't be halacha Moshe Misinai, Doig would be able to convince the Bezdin to say a different drosha, a different shot in the Pasuk, and now David HaMelech will become possible. However, you can't do that. Once we have a halacha Moshe Misinai, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, we cannot disagree. Since we cannot disagree, therefore Amosa said, whether you have questions, so we can discuss, we'll try to find the answers. But that's not going to change the outcome. The outcome is that the halacha is, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, the amoinus, the meyav, the meyavis, and therefore David is kosh. The Brisker Rav adds, he wants to say, the pshat and the pasuk in Megillas Rus. The pasuk describes that Boaz came to the Goyal. He said that we had a relative who was a closer relative than him. Therefore, he went to the Goyal and he said, "You Goyal the field, and when you Goyal the field, you'll be obligated to marry Rusa Mayavir as a condition." Therefore, then the Goyal said, "Lo yuchal ligoyli pen ashches es nachlosi." He was afraid. What was he afraid of? Ashches nachlosi. The Rashi says over there, he was afraid that his children would not be kosher, because the halacha is that Amoinus is not allowed to be Baba Kol. Rashi says that it was a mistake, because the Goyal Taka thought that the halacha of Leovi Amoini includes even Amoinus, so he said you can't marry him. And the truth is, it's not true. Amoini v'le Amoinus, and that's why Boaz is passing Amoini v'le Amoinus, and therefore Boaz said he was allowed to marry her. The Brisker Rav wants to say, according to this, slightly differently. Says the Brisker Rav, true, the Goyal could say, true, that the halacha is Amoini le'amoini, Amoinis, Amoyavi le'amoyavis. However, in the Goyal thought that this wasn't halacha Moshe Misinai. He didn't have such a mesoira that it was halacha Moshe Misinai. It's a halacha. He learned the halacha, but he thought it was the halacha that Bezdin decided. If Bezdin decided this that we darshan in the Pasuk, so true, I can marry her today, and today my children will be kosher. But how do I know that somewhere down the line, hundreds of years later, another Bezdin can come disagree and they'll pass in that his children are now psulim? All the way back, all his children are psulim, and nothing can do about it.
So therefore, he said, possibly, it's possible that something somewhere down the line will come out, and they'll end up deciding Amoini. The Amoini includes Amoinis, and Mayavi includes Mayavis, and then all the descendants will be possible. Why was Bayez afraid of that? Because Bayez knew that it wasn't just the halach; it was the halach on Moshe Mitzrayim. And if Bayez wasn't afraid, then maybe later on they'll come and they'll disagree and say that really when he married her was shaloi gedin. Because now the halach is on Moshe, and the taka won't change because it's halach on Moshe Mitzrayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.